Check 1, 2, it's your boy Arizona Verse. With me, my dude and co-host, Thole Popo.
Hey, motherfucker.
This is the IBHM podcast, but first things first, did you hear the story about the substitute teacher that gave brains to the 17-year-old high school football player her first day on the job?
For unknowing audiences, brains means head, which means oral pleasures, not of the cunnilingus sorts either. This is straight dick and mouth, people.
Dick and mouth, yo.
Oh, God. And, what happened?
As the story fucking goes, let me load this up. Motherfucking.
There's apparently, what, she was, what, a substitute teacher at that? Or was she a real teacher? Tell me this.
I'm shell-shocked by this world that we live in. A 22-year-old substitute teacher at Options Public Charter School in D.C.
Options. This bitch has some options. All right.
She did have some public options.
If you ask me. Yeah. Okay, but
she's been arrested and charged after she allegedly performed oral sex on a 17-year-old male student, the Washington Post reports. So apparently the reported incident occurred during a school pep rally in the 11th grader secretly.
For sure.
This nigga captured it on video. He's like, yo, dome me up real quick. Yo, no, they ain't my cell phone. No, girl, it's an airplane mode.
Don't pay attention to that.
Don't even worry. Don't trip, yo. And apparently the sexual encounter occurred after an English class while students and faculty members were at the rally. The student later showed the footage to five of his teammates and a childhood friend.
I like how it was an English class, but that bitch gave him French tongue the whole damn time.
Ow!
God bless it. But you know what? Her being so young, was she taken by the swagger of this kid? How much game
does the motherfucker got to have? Yo. Because apparently he's a high school football player, and he asked her to have sex with him seven times because number seven is his football jersey number and his favorite number. So,
it's a God bless number, and honestly,
we're dealing with the intellectual right here. So, I see where he's coming from. So, I'm not mad at the kid, yo.
I mean, I want to say, like a true football player, he saw the gap open and he went right for it. Like
teacher,
motherfucker,
teacher. Teacher, what that mouth do?
What do it do?
Oh, hot damn. So, I don't know what's going on in the world, but yeah, this is happening. Mm-hmm. And this is the question that we've been bringing up a lot is this happening a whole lot more often, or has this always been happening, but it's just that there's more press coverage. It gets out more now. What is it?
You know what? Damned if I know, because Lord knows this motherfucker never got some head by a motherfucking teacher. Would I have liked it? Nah. Would I have taken it up? Gladly. So it's hard to fucking say, but there is a lot of shit popping off with high schools and whatnot. And I know you had to have heard I think it was in Washington, the school shooting. And it didn't seem like it was that big of a deal, but these kids are mad young. It was one thing for, juniors to fucking finally take it on the fucking seniors that are picking them on them fucking lives. This motherfucker was a 14, 15-year-old kid. Went after 14, 15-year-old kids and shot two bitches square in the fucking head. They gave their names.
Ow.
There's something weird. I don't know if this was like a reservation land because they all had some kind of Indian-sounding names.
Young blood.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. There's a redskin in there quite a few times. It was fucking ridiculous. But, yeah, man. Fucking A, dude.
I haven't read the story. I heard about the shooting. I haven't read the story. I just clicked on the link, and I plan on scrolling down. But before I scroll down, I'm going to do something that we as Americans are known to do. I'm going to profile, and I'm going to ask you, was this school shooting done by a young white male?
Oh, you're asking me?
I'm asking you. Yeah, because I haven't even read it. Who is it? So it is an Indian that shot?
This fucker looks like the dude who plays Jacob on, or is that his fucking name? Who plays a wolf dude on fucking on Twilight? Like, he looks like a German Indian breed.
Okay, I thought the victims were Native American. So, okay, there we go. So everyone just learned a lesson in profiling. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Because white boys do be shooting up some schools and shit. So I automatically assume, like, as soon as I heard school shooting, I'm like, oh, let me guess, little white kid on prescription pills and shit. Yeah, he on some Prozac and some Oxycontins and some motherfucking Xannies and all that shit. Yeah.
A little bit of everything for sure. And then there's another thing, too, and I actually meant to bring it up last time on the last show. It was some black dude got profiled for killing a fucking Virginia Tech. There's another fucking killing and rape in Virginia Tech. I feel like we don't even talk about Virginia Tech no more. Yeah, this was like last week. I'll see if I could find the links. I know I saved it somewhere. But yeah, man. Her name was Hannah Graham Widita, so naturally I feel for her. My condolences.
There we go.
But yeah, it was a brother that was convicted, man, and I forget what the fuck his name was. Jesse Matthew. Anyways, they convicted him. He looked like a rapist, which, by the way, God, I hope I don't get any fucking profiling.
I did,
man,
hear something about this, because, yeah, they found the body. Yeah, okay.
But, what was I going to say? I'm going to get me one of those 1980s fucking pedophile, like, this nigga looks like he drives a van kind of glasses. And everyone has told me to not get them. My sister said she would not introduce me to people. She said she won't be seen in public with me. Even the motherfucker who at the eyeglasses store was like, are you sure about this? He had to give me a warning, like, are you sure?
You sure you want to do this?
Yeah. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
And so I guess we should start the show.
I guess we're mad and organized, you know what I'm saying?
That's where the explosion comes in right there. You hear that? You hear that? And we hit him with the, it's your boy, ow, Arizona Verse.
Yeah.
And with me, my dude and motherfucking co-host, Soul Popo.
Yo, can I put it in?
Ow. And you still have a line.
I forgot to tell you, I'm black. And
he's Mexican, but you should already know that, and he should already know that. But this is a podcast about nothing in particular, just current events, minus the bullshit.
I put some bullshit in there, but hey.
Check us out at ibhmpodcast.com for videos, photo galleries, polls, all kinds of shit. I'm building a selfie wall right now, which is coming out very interesting for those who, whether you watch the live show or not, I really don't care. As long as you guys are subscribed and fucking with us in any way that you guys do, we fucking love that. But while we're doing this show live through Google Hangout, we take mad motherfucking pictures like all day in like... We have a lot
you do most, and I got to catch up, is what it is.
We have a lot of pictures through these hangout experiences that we go through, and I'm building a selfie wall right now, so be on the lookout for that. It's rather entertaining. But
very embarrassing. Y'all should like it if y'all hate us.
Yeah, so if y'all fuck with our fuckery, that's some more fuckery that you'll enjoy. And speaking of fuckery, follow me on my main source, you like how I did that, social media fuckery, which is Tumblr, and that can be found at a different state of black.tumblr.com, and you can also be my friend on facebook.com/arizonaverse. Bang bang. Now if you want to follow my motherfucking dude, one of my motherfucking favorite people, this wild motherfucker over here with the beanie, with the motherfucking, you look like you should be hanging out with like Ghostface Killer or something. I don't know what's going on, fish scales in the building. You look like R.A. the Rugged Man right now. Follow my motherfucking dude, So Popo, on his main source of social media fuckery, which is?
Which one of many is a Tumblr, so you can find me at soulpopo.tumblr.com. Once again, that's S-O-U-L-P-A-P-O on anything. So if you were to find me on Facebook, my shit's private, but apparently you can still find me somehow or another. I'm getting in trouble some ways. Just type in Soul Popo or Popo Dick Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. So...
Get a little dick in the air.
Forgive me. It's Papa Richard, right? But yeah, you know what the Richard stand for.
Get a little dick. Come get some dick. Yeah. And real quick, I don't know how this show is going to go from a personal performance of mine, because I'm mad sick, yo. Got sick a couple days ago. As you guys know, I got two little carpet terrorists, as I like to call them, at home. And that's two children under the age of 4. And as we all know, and I love kids, but we all know this, that kids are germ magnets. And Yeah, and so they brought some germs into the house, and the whole house is sick. Skips is sick. We're all sick.
Mm.
And
just like a nigga spreading that Ebola.
So you know your boy ain't gonna miss out on one of these motherfucking shows, because I love the people. I love y'all. And then me and Popo, as much as we love one another and we best motherfucking buds, this is the only time we ever talk to each other.
Yeah.
We're both so social and antisocial at the same motherfucking time. It is a wonderful, awesome thing. But so I woke up this motherfucking morning. I got some cold medicine in me. You know, your boy get down with the medical. And so I got some medical in me. So I'm a little all over the place today. So I'm pre-warning y'all. So
speaking of pre-warning, just in case, you know, this does turn into the Ebola and you know, somehow your kids are the seeds. it's made its way to Arizona as it did in New Jersey. And they're taking shit seriously over there, bro, to where, I mean, they're which they should have been. They're quarantine motherfuckers on site. On site. I just sent
heard you that was a rumor. So that's legit.
Yeah, man. And some nurse, I think the one in Jersey, she was complaining. I don't know if it's Bobby Christie or Christopher Thompson or something fucking with the first name, last name sort of combination. Right off on site, putting them in the fucking and little tents inside the hospitals. And she was just talking about how, I mean, the story of what I'm getting is the fact that, I mean, it is kind of a. What is it like when they can declare law, martial law? You know what I'm saying? And y'all got to stay in homes. Like, I mean, the fact that we can
the whole police state.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess that's not that, but I mean, the fact that they can, you know, just kind of keep you know in solitude. I mean, honestly, I think is the best I fucking did. But the fact that we're allowing these shits to come back. I mean, it's an even spread. Shit's been out for this Ebola has been out for 23 million years. I mean, it's been a contained sort of thing. So the fact that it's now breaking out, we're giving all this fucking attention. I'm calling fucking bullshit, man. And
the thing that's funny with like all these diseases like Ebola and like swine flu and all this is, all these diseases like are already like here on the earth. It's just a matter of them evolving. And then as they evolve, they spread differently. You know, that's the whole thing like with Ebola. Everybody was freaking out. Oh, my God, Ebola's in America. Well, Ebola's not airborne. It's a little bit more difficult to get Ebola. So it's not like a motherfucker walk past you and cough and, oh my God, I got that Ebola. It ain't nothing like that. You know what I'm saying?
Your asshole and you're bleeding. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to let somebody tickle your asshole. So, I mean, don't pick up no prostitutes off of Craigslist right now. You know, just hold off on all the spreading of the vaginal and,
I sure ain't trying to
and the scrotum juices. Like, keep that shit on lock, not with strangers. Like, that's all I'm saying. But, it is funny, though, because there's been so many fucking stories that's been coming out with this. And God bless African-Americans, because I'm sorry if we ain't the lost children of what is the fucking the Moses story? The where did the lost children of Israel or whatever? What's the story?
They're exiled. They're exiled. I mean,
whatever. Just anyway,
they put the dudes through some shit. They put your niggas through some shit.
It's African Americans, because goddamn, if people don't find any reason to fuck with some black people, and this has been a fucking with black people moment, because now like every fucking African kid that's trying to get into college is getting fucking they're like, no, we're not allowing kids from Africa right now. And there was one where it was somewhere in Texas where they refused to let, I forgot what country the kid was from in Africa, but they refused to let the kid come to their school. But the kid, like, in the terms of in miles within Africa, it was like over 2,400 miles away. Like, it was that far from where the Ebola is in Africa. And they were showing how France is closer to that country than this other dude from Africa. So they were like, if you guys are looking from a mile radius, are you guys going to ban French students and Spanish students and all that? Because they are closer to that country that Ebola, the Sierra Leone. They're much closer than this other country in Africa. But no, motherfuckers is just like, oh, you from Africa? Nah, I can't even fuck with you. You can't even come in my store right now. It's damn, is it hard to be black in America? Once again, thank you, Barack Obama. Because you know it's that nigga's fault. We never had it good. There has never been a decade span where niggas had it good in America. But God damn it, has it gotten worse since Obama's been in office. So Not saying that that was his plan, but goddamn, he said you want to bring some hope and some change, and we getting close to Jim Crow, y'all.
we bringing a whole lot of
it. Whole lot of it, yo. So
I'm not too sure. Are we gonna bust Quick Nuts and do a lightning round, or are we just gonna slug it all the way through? What should we?
Yeah, I guess we this motherfucking lightning round. I told you, dog. I'm mad, like drugged up right now.
See, this is my time to shine, and I'm not giving too many fucks. Ain't that some shit? Lord, me. If we could do a quick little, but we got to do the intro though. How do we intro?
I think
that one fucking.
I guess it is about that time for the
okay.
Lightning round.
Quick nuts.
Ow!
Oh, I got a little bit more dribble left.
Oh my god!
In it.
I just saw the link.
Okay. All right. Let me start off with saying, with all this PA nonsense of just have or politically correctness and just wanting to do right. And, you know, have it be about the people, not just catering to just the fags who want to bitch and complain. Rape, just of all sorts, fucking from pedophilia to just all around straight up savage. We in the fucking East and we can gangbang you and then kill you afterwards because you're a whore and everyone saw you be a whore. Fucking Honey Boo Boo, which was, I think, evolved from like, was it Toddlers and Tiaras? And, you know what I'm saying? For all those,
and I despise that show.
Honestly, it's mad funny though. It's so redneckish. It's so terrible.
Skips used to watch that show, and if there was one show that made my blood pressure rise, it was Tias and Tiaras or whatever. Oh, those fucking bitches trying to live vicariously through their daughters because their daughters are much prettier than they ever were in their life. Oh, I hate that fucking... I hate that shit. And so then, so I've seen a couple of those. And then, oh my God. But also, you know, Honey Boo Boo did bring something to my attention that I did enjoy because I was very much against reality TV because I think that minorities are portrayed in stereotypical ways through reality TV, and I was very happy to finally get some white trash on fucking reality TV. So shouts out to Honey Boo Boo for breaking down them barriers.
Well, because you see that fucking they'll put everyone on blast, and I'm happy for that. I'm glad. This is why I'm a racist, because I equally hate everybody, and everyone's equally fucked up and retarded. back to the Honey Boo Boo shit. The one, and I forget what the dude's name is, but pretty much the boyfriend of the mama of Honey Boo Boo. I forget if his name's Pumpkin or if it was some other show. I don't know if this is a new cat. Suppose it's a cat that's been around for fucking 10 years because this dude apparently is a registered sex offender, and he's actually tried to...
Oh, this is the new dude that she's dating.
Yeah. And apparently what's so fucked up...
Oh, I did not date him. Shannon said in nearly 3-minute video, which had more than 5,800 likes and more than 1,100 shares from the... Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I would not ever, ever put my kids in danger. That is my past. I have not seen that person in 10 years, but boy, did he used to put it down. Oh, wait, no, I added that last part, but yeah.
Well, pretty much he did some fucking fondling. I guess it was to one of the fucking sisters, one of the older ones. Can we say it's right anymore? Right? Fuck no, because that was 10 years ago, motherfucker. This bitch was Honey Boo Boo's age. And I don't know why, if he's back in the picture, but they're canceling it because of this dude, which I can understand if he's currently with them, he's currently living with them, he's currently around, and obviously that shows that you're not giving two fucks and you're allowing these people to be victimized even more so. So I'm not too sure, did they just pull the trigger to have a reason to cancel this motherfucker off, or were they really trying to stand by the kids? Because if they're canceling the show, it's kind of, I mean, you're kind of letting go of them. You don't know what the fuck's going on with them. So if something was popping off, we now don't have video coverage to fucking prove it.
I personally say that they dropped it because probably the ratings dropped or a big advertiser was going to pull, because corporations don't give two fucks about anything. That's the reason why shit is all fucked up, because corporations are like we were talking about the last episode with my motherfucking bro Neil, the Citizens United Act, and with all that shit, you know, corporations run shit and they have no fucking conscience. So they don't give a fuck about them kids, but they give a fuck about this money, and they somewhere around that whole scenario, they were losing money, and that's the reason why they backed out. So that's just my opinion. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
But speaking of sex offenders, maybe I went a little too far. What's going on with Tyga and Kylie Jenner?
Kylie, he's in Kylie Jenner? No way. She's one of the cuter baby Kardashians. I forget. Is this the bitch with the fucked up eyebrows or is this the even younger one? I think it's the younger one.
This is the 17-year-old starlet who was recently returned from a trip to Europe with her rumored boo, Tyga, 24, but was less than forthcoming when questioned about him by photographers near her home in Calabasas. Kylie, wearing shorts and thigh-high boots, covered her face with her hands as she ran errands. And so, yeah, there was a rumor.
Like
somehow
that.
They
she's in thigh-high boots and some fucking little booty shorts. I'm going to cover my face. I can't be seen out like this. You dumb bitch, you dress that way.
This shit is funny. Because the rumor, as the rumor is going, and once again, this is all rumors. We TMZing this bitch right now. But the rumor is that they went to Europe to get it in because, there are certain, like, that age of consent is kind of different around the world. And so maybe they went somewhere so he can beat it up real quick and they wouldn't be able to get mad because just like, shouts out to the boy Childish Gambino, he was like, he met this fly Latino, hope that she 18 though, if she not, I'll say that I got deep throat in Heathrow. Which is a place out in London where you the consent age is like 16 or something like that. So if you got dome from a 17-year-old, Tyga, just go ahead and head over to
it's
Heathrow.
Legal.
You'll be all right.
And that's what motherfuckers complain about, whether it's legal or not. Not the fact that ain't no goddamn consent given, but hey.
That's just like I told you the story, and I keep bringing it up because this was such a wonderful book. But shouts out to Christopher Ryan and Sets at Dawn, because you learn a lot about how sex is viewed completely different in all kinds of countries and cultures and religions and just all around the board. And I'll never forget the story about it was somewhere out in Asia, and the legal consent to start getting it in is 14, and they put the 14-year-old girl in the back room, and the back room goes out to like an alley, and so she could have older men come over and they could come in and get it in with her, but the men aren't allowed to stay for breakfast, to come in the living room for breakfast in the morning. So once the chick becomes 14, she can suck and fuck all she want to, they don't care, just don't bring that shit into the house. And so it's just fucking insane. And then America's all fucked up because the fucking Puritans and the Pilgrims and our belief in you're not supposed to have sets. And no, you're supposed to bust your nuts, yo. That's what you're supposed to do.
And sometimes, because life doesn't put us in situations where we get to meet all these lovely people, most motherfuckers will try to go online. And I'm definitely leery of that, just because I done seen some shit. My boys done got caught in some whirlwinds, and also I'm just afraid of being fucking screenshot, because you know we do it for the screenshot people.
What is it called? Lemonparty.org? Or wait, oh, never mind.
I don't know. You're talking about the conservative shit?
No, ain't that? What's that? There's that one. I want to call. Yeah, I think that's the name of it. But you go to the website. I think it's lemonparty.org, and it just pops up. I'm gonna see. I'm gonna bring it up in the background. It just pops up with a swinging dick.
What?
You ain't ever seen that shit?
No.
Lemon Party. I think it's .org. Hold up.
For being such a lemon party figure.
Wait. This is disgusting. I forgot. Yeah, it's a whole lot more going on this site. It's some old gay man having an orgy. And I thought it was...
What the fuck are we, closet Republicans? Why are you bringing this shit up?
Yeah, I'm bringing that up to say that apparently religious conservative states search for more sex. And so, fuck is going on with that, yo? It says that apparently states with higher levels of religiosity and conservatism seek out more sexual content on the internet, according to a new study. Psychologists Kara McInnes and Gordon Hudson of Brock University analyzed internet use data in 2011-2012 with Google Trends, specifically measuring the search volume of the term sets, gay sets, porn, etz, free porn, gay porn. I must say, first off, those are some of the wackest fucking search terms I've ever seen. Like, y'all got to get a little bit more original than that. Like, how about, like...
They're trying to get right to the source, dog.
Like,
I mean, shit.
You got to get more specific, like mature gangbang or chubby chasers or... Ugh, I don't know. Trying to think what else.
It goes to show, man, and it's so fucked up because I don't know how to carry myself, man. Like I was telling you, I was talking to a friend of the family, and you know, I know what I'm known as, I know what I'm seen as. So even before, so that kind of just lingers over me, like just like this fucking bad side passenger, however they called it on Dexter, and a dark side passenger. And I want to do so much right. Like I remember there was the situation where it kind of come into a halt, and she had the seatbelt on, but you know, if you jerk it too fast, that's the only way that it'll react. So I go to do the mommy, you know, cover up, and I start thinking like, okay, no, I'm gonna grab her boobs, I can't do that. So I swing down, yeah, which then just puts it on her fucking lap anyway. I'm just like, and luckily she took it for what it was and said, oh, thank you for protecting me. I'm like, and then me being so guilty, I'm like,
how about some dick?
I was like, I'm trying not to grab your boobs, I'm sorry. And then we went into religion and it was awesome. But yeah, fucking A, man. I don't know what it is. I think the religious craziness just, it ends up fucking, it's a double-edged sword, man. And all fucking things, you can't do a tam ting.
And apparently there's a Mint's 2011 Gallup survey of 350,000 people supplied those values, and religiosity was gauged by the percentage of very religious individuals within each state and the percentage of individuals considering religion an important part of their daily lives. And yeah, it was a strong link between a state's level of religiosity and the search volume for gay sets, gay porn, and sets. And this goes back to my same argument I have with the issue with the Catholic Church. And it's not that there's anything wrong with Catholic people, and there's not anything necessarily individually wrong with like the priests and the Vatican people and all that. I think what it is the culture. It's this culture of let's pretend like we're not sexual creatures, and let's pretend like we're higher and worthier than thou, and we keep sets to ourselves. And that's the reason why every time like these church things come out when this guy's having sets, it's always like a lot of it. It's not always like, oh, this pastor cheated on his wife twice. It's like, oh, this pastor fucked half his congregation and gave them all HIV, or this pastor is going around fucking all these different boys in the ass. It's because this pent up religion or sexual aggression, because we as humans, you need to release the sexual tension. The Egyptians knew that, and they felt that sets was of a higher power, a higher level. Like there was the chakras and the meditation. There's supposed to be some way where within meditation and having an orgasm at the same time is supposed to take you to a higher level of consciousness or something. I'm trying to perfect it, I'm just saying. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, sometimes you just, and that's what's so fucked up, is that you're put in solitude, you're confined. And I mean, that's why motherfuckers will rape dudes and draw titties on their backs and do it as a state of dominance. It was actually funny too. I was kicking it with people from the shelter, and they're talking about how, you know, during prison time, motherfuckers will straight up fuck dudes to show. They say it's to show dominance. It ain't about being gay. It's about saying, hey, I'm that dude. Don't fuck with me, yep, because I will fuck you. And to do so, I will need to lay down a cartridge. What the fuck am I trying to say? Carnage pathway. And I don't know why we gotta touch on people and why we gotta do that. And I start thinking like mentors. So obviously, priest is a fucking mentor. And then I'm starting thinking, yeah, you know, then thinking musically. You know what I'm saying? Michael, you don't know all this shit. Michael Jackson, none did. And I start thinking about R&B and fucking Usher and him being Justin Bieber's little mentor. Maybe that's why he's acting out. Maybe he's tired of all the fucking all the butt grabbing and all the fucking all the slapping of the skin. And I started laughing because then I found this article about Usher telling somebody that when he's pissed off at Bieber, he'll try to punch him in the fucking chest and tell him to quit being a bitch or something like that. I'm like, that's funny. That's kind of rough. Kind of rough. And then it said dot 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 because they're, you know, they're paraphrasing his ass. It says, and I'll hug him and kiss him when he needs it. I'm like, okay, if that ain't Birdman and Lil Wayne,
yeah, like Birdman and Wayne, are you guys kissing like that?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking wait, and Bieber's only 20?
20, I think it's 22. No?
No, it's 20. Well, this article published October 2014, and it says Usher has been Bieber's mentor ever since he was discovered on YouTube by manager Scooter Braun at age 13. Now that the baby singer is 20, their relationship is more man to man now.
Mm-hmm.
Look this up. Is this nigga only 20?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, maybe. If you think about
it. So I'm not as mad as at him for fucking up and shit. Hold up. Yeah, he's only 20. This bitch ass nigga was born in 94. Oh, I don't give a fuck about Bieber. I thought this nigga was like 24. I'm like, why he still wilding out? Yo, this nigga 20, yo.
He's young, man, bro. He is young. So man, it's kind of like,
get that money, I'm not mad at him. Beat, skeet, skeet, skeet. Man, right on, man. Justin Bieber, my dude now. I thought he was older than 21. Now, next year, I'm going to start getting critical on that nigga. But right now, 20, nigga, skeet, skeet.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I thought that nigga was older.
Did I ever show you the screenshot? Or I think it might have been on one of the World Star videos that you had shared with us, where he was tagging, and it was like he was tagging like a monkey, and it was pretty fucking obvious. It's, you know, it's a hood ass monkey. So
I don't
what
think I saw
about a hood.
I
have a screenshot
on my
desk. I
saw that.
I might have to find it and I'll send it to you. I don't know how the fuck I can do. I wish I can just drag and drop. This shit don't work like that.
Hey, speaking of dragging and dropping, did you hear the story about the man who faked being in a coma for 2 years to dodge court?
That's commitment. I'll say that.
That's commitment. Now, apparently his wife would drag and drop him to the locations that she needed to. So shouts out to them for that. But Alan Knight faked being quadriplegic and pretended to be in a coma for 2 years. This motherfucker is shown in like a medical playpen at home, and he's all wrapped up with a neck brace and shit going all in his nose. And it says that this 47-year-old who claimed benefits for a spine injury that he claimed caused him seizures, leaving him in a comatose state, coined his pensioner neighbor out of 400,000 whatever euros, I guess, over 2 years, and used the money to go on shopping trips and holidays. He was caught on CCTV shopping in a supermarket and driving his car. Now, yo, this is the shit right here. Wait, I got to share this screenshot, yo. Peep game, yo. All right, for the people watching live, yo, Peepa's wife. Look at that look of concern on her face, yo. Look at his wife. Yo, she was in on the scam, and she pretended to care for him in a hospital and pushed him around in a wheelchair. Look at that concern. Like, I hate my life.
Oh. She's like, do you know how many times I have to wash his ass?
Oh, when he shits on himself, I have to clean that. I do.
Do you know how it is to suck a dick when it's flaccid? Why I do it, I don't know, but I'm his wife.
Oh, I'm trying to wake him up. Oh, my God.
It still has a thump in it. It still has a thump.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know. Fucking A.
But,
So how did he finally get caught? Did he say that? Bless you. Did he finally get caught? What was the deal? I said, God bless you, nigga. Did he get caught?
How caught? So, yeah, apparently, he got caught on CCTV, and he pled guilty to theft and forgery, and,
God damn it. I said God bless it.
Now, I told you, nigga mad sick, but I'm here because I love y'all. But, so the nigga got caught, so, shouts out to him. How do you get through that for fucking 2 years? How do you trick motherfuckers for 2 years? Like, come on, man. I don't even know how to fake to get fucking unemployment for 2 months, let alone fake
shit.
That nigga
they
in a coma for two years. Shit.
Well, obviously, they don't do checks, and I wonder how often they do, if they give a heads up, and if so, it's like, motherfucker, get back home because they coming. I don't know.
But
that's awesome. No shit, like I said. People get in the system. And honestly, I've tried just leaving jobs because, you know what I'm saying, that garnishment ain't no joke, bro.
Man.
Ain't no joke.
I'm telling you, you got to get on that bankruptcy, yo. Make all your problems go away. No, it's fucked up, too, because I talked about that. Like, I filed bankruptcy because of the stupid fucking that Etz. Fuck her. But that whole situation, that cunt of a whore. And, but it's funny because, I filed bankruptcy, you know, got my shit back together and all that. But that doesn't clear up fucking student loans. And, like, your boy is trying to make it through, man. Fucking, I'm trying to increase my salary because maybe then I could pay Sally Mae. You feel what I'm saying? Shouts out to J. Cole for that one right there. But student loan is a bitch, y'all. I've been paying this motherfucker since, like, 08, and it don't look like I'm gonna ever be done paying this bitch off. So
it don't help that I'd be skipping payments along with it.
Yeah, it don't help that that it's on the bottom of my bill priority list. Because you know how niggas do when we live in check to check. You get that check and you do the math and you like, wait, hold up. If I'm going to eat for these next 2 weeks, one of these things ain't getting paid. I need rent. I need some gas in the car. I need electricity. Fuck that student loan payment. I'll get to y'all niggas next month. So, you know how it is, yo. Fuck Sally Mae, yo.
I will say a quick shout out to CenturyLink for letting me be so many months behind in my payment, and I just give a little sliver of it. I think I just keep the juice going. Thank you. It ain't the fastest shit, but I'm pretty fucking thankful.
And that's why next week there's going to be no IBHM podcast, because they're going to shut your internet down and shit. There's going to be no hangout for you. Hangout for you.
I'm going to go to Big Mama's house if I need to. I will get the shit done. I will, because I have a fucking fiery angle and hatred and old-fashionedness of the East. I don't know what the fuck I'm trying to say. I did want to bring up a quick little thing, and I'm not too sure if we're doing slow nuts now. If we still, I think we're pretty much done with the lightning. You know, lightning always turns into just thunder, and we just turns out that we gassy and shit like that. But I did want to bring up just how things are blessed, and they just other sides of the spectrum, man. They really, really fucked. And I know I got upset when, and yeah, I told you, and I made a little light joke of it earlier about how, you know, they will fucking should have gang rape a bitch, do it in the middle of the fucking town so the whole world can see right in front of daddy, and then daddy gathers that same lynching mob that was raping her to hang her for dishonoring the fucking family. And there was this girl out somewhere Iran, and forgive me for not knowing the exact location, but we call Iran for what it is. She was a 26-year-old interior designer, apparently. And she had gotten raped by, I forget what the dude was. I'm not sure if it was equivalent to some kind of officer of some sort. And because he died, they wanted to kill her. Obviously, I mean, she committed murder. But if she didn't do shit, obviously she would have just ended up being another fucking body off to the side and, you know, would have been long and forgotten. Yeah. Now, I'm surprised that they're actually giving shit trial. Normally, I don't hear shit like this, but I mean...
Yeah, normally they just fuck a bitch up.
Yeah, but they're actually doing that shit. So we'll see if people actually... If we can quit being pieces of shit and see if they actually can put a stop to see if it goes on. And her only plead, and it wasn't even to save her life, is because she knows that she's fucked. And her only fucking plead when she gave her one and only statement was to not let her organs go to waste and that she wants to donate them. That was her only fucking thing that she requested. Damn. Ain't that some shit? Like, I don't know. I mean, and there's all the motherfuckers there that are being hanged for being publicly gay. And I don't know if I ever showed you. And actually, I think I have the link from somewhere. There is some family out there. You know, because obviously people live poverty poor. But some motherfuckers be eating out there. And these one people had did a video. I'm trying to remember what the video was. It was to Happy. And they have they're kind of famous on Instagram. I forget what it's called. It's pretty much the rich of, and it names the city of what that place is in Iran. But pretty much it's all these motherfuckers just looking totally fucking gay and hipster, dancing, lip syncing and happy. Honestly, when I saw it, it fucking annoyed me. And straight up and down, I thought to myself, these motherfuckers need to be lynched. They need to be fucked up. And that's what actually ended up happening. They ended up getting fucking lynchings.
I'm not surprised.
And they ended up fucking shutting down their Instagram, which I can't believe they had the fucking power to do that.
Yeah.
And yeah, for showing the rich side. So I'm not too sure because they act too westernized, I guess. And that's the biggest thing too, when they get mad at women or when they get mad at kids or the youth, it's because they seem too so westernized and so much pretty much stupid as fuck as we are. And motherfuckers get hurt for shit like that.
Yeah. And that goes back to the whole thing. There's a lot of, and once again, it's not to attack religious people, but there's a lot of religious institutions that don't practice what they preach. Like, they tell motherfuckers, hey, y'all are supposed to act like this, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that. But meanwhile, these fucking brats in the harem is getting it in and living like fucking Americans. And it's funny because you bringing up the story earlier about the Iranian woman being hung and all that. It reminded me, I came across a story, it was on the Huffington Post, and it says that the U.S. is home to nearly one-third of the world's female prisoners. Now, the U.S. has a serious female prisoner problem. According to the International Center for Prison Studies, there are 2,001 201,200 women incarcerated in the U.S., almost one-third of the world's documented female prison population as of 2013. Now, it shows a little graph and all that, and actually I'll share this so you can see it too. Yeah, so America has 8.8%. It shows Mexico at 4.5%. Brazil is 6.9%. Who else? Russia is pretty high with 7.8%. Yeah, but anyway, what I find, and actually I don't even know, percent of the prison population for that region. Okay, yeah, because I was like, the U.S. is way higher. So the U.S. is in 200,000. There's the closest one to the U.S. is China, which is at 84,000. Now, what I kind of find funny about this, because like a lot of people may hear this story and, oh my God, that's so cruel that Americans are incarcerating more women than any other country. And I say, no, this is just showing you that America's putting them in jails and a lot of these other countries is hanging these bitches. That's the reason why there's so many female prisoners in America, because you can't hang a bitch like you used to. But in some places, they still in the middle century, so they hanging bitches and they hanging gays and they hanging every motherfucking body. So I think this stat is a little off. I don't think it paints the whole picture. So let me know the percentage in these other countries of how many of these bitches get hung when they talk back to their husband, and let's throw those numbers in. Let's balance this out and see who has it the hardest. This is a first world problem.
Fucking A.
So,
yeah,
that's the last lightning round finger I had. So, getting away from the lightning round and getting into the more seriousness and the more serious topics and getting away from first world problems, because goddamn, do we have first world problems. Let's talk about the world, Papa.
What about it?
Let's talk about the world through the eyes of drugs. Let's talk about drugs, Papa, because you know your boy Arizona Verse likes to talk drugs, and I like to talk about the war on drugs, and I like to bring it back to my childhood. As you guys can see, I like to read a lot. Let me go ahead. I got a book collection in the back. Let me go ahead and bring this up for you so the fine folks can see. These are my current reading list. I got The Secret Teachings of All Ages by your boy Manly P. Hall. Got some crazy shit in there. And then, of course, your boy is eventually going to finish this, but I got the, yes indeed, people, the Gnostic Bible. Look at this is a legit Bible. Look at that, yo. You see them pages? See how thick that is, yo? You see the girth on that Bible, yo? Gnostic Bible got fucking girth. But anyway, say all that to say that coming up as a shorty, when I was in high school, I used to smoke trees, yo. And I've never been one to do anything without a reason. And so, like, I started smoking, but I was like, yo, if I'm doing this drug, I want to learn about it. So I went to the library. Shouts out to South Mountain High School, Jaguars. See the tattoo on the bam. And bam. And
Bam sees a child.
South Mountain. And anyway, I did what, you know, any 16-year-old boy who starts experimenting with marijuana would do. I went to the library and I bought... got a book so I could read about marijuana and the pros niggas and the cons. You know, what kind of nigga does that as a sophomore in high school, goes and researches some drugs? And so I got this real dope drug book, and I kept this motherfucker for months. And I learned all about weed and cocaine and fucking heroin and just all kinds of uppers and downers and stimulants and physical addiction versus mental addiction versus no addiction and so on and so forth. And so I learned a lot about a whole bunch of drugs, except that's the reason why you won't hear me talk a lot about meth, because I don't know shit. Like, that blew up after I was learning about drugs, so that shit is a whole nother monster I don't know nothing about. But I say all that to say that I'm a person who believes the war on drugs is a failure. There's been studies that during the last 10 fucking years that America has been in Afghanistan with this war on drugs, fighting all the opium being produced out there, that the opium production has actually increased. There's more heroin out there since we've been out there. So obviously the war on drugs isn't working. The same thing with America and Ronald Reagan. We're going to stop getting this in our in this country. And we did a war on drugs with fucking Mexico. And there's more drugs in America than there was back back then, like, this shit isn't working. And so I bring all that up to say that the world leaders are calling for an end to the war on drugs, and they are calling to legalize heroin and cocaine. Apparently, and this is a shout out to a motherfucking RT, they a panel of top global narcotics experts fronted by prominent public figures, including Kofi Annan and Richard Branson and eight ex-national presidents. Yeah, it's strongly urging that drugs be a matter for health professionals, not the police, in a new report. Overwhelming evidence points to not just the fact of the drug control regime to attain its stated goals, but also the horrific unintended consequences of punitive and prohibitionist laws and policies. A new and improved global drug control regime is needed that that better products or nigga cannot read today better protects the health and safety of individuals and communities around the world. And they're just basically showing, and actually I'll share this so you can see this bitch too, yo. They're showing how during prohibition versus light regulation, they're showing the difference in degrees of regulation, and how just this war on drugs isn't fucking working. And it goes back to, like I said, it's just, it's more people being put in jail for no fucking reason for shit that they're doing to themselves. Because once again, I bring it back to, like I said on the last episode, you know, that's the reason why I think it should be okay, or gay marriage should be legal, because the government shouldn't be able to tell you what you can do with your body. And it's just a goddamn mess. That's all I'm saying. The war on drugs is a failure, and motherfuckers are getting paid on both sides, and that's the biggest issue.
What I feel would stop, or at least limit, or at least precaution, or at least keep people safe when it comes to drugs, is for there to be actual drug education. Just how, if you were to explain shit with sex and just, and let it be known. I mean, because when we talk about it, it's just more about what they do. But we don't mention the lasting effects. That, let's say, for instance, sex. You know, when you finish with someone, I mean, you kind of have a piece of them. You know, it's not just about getting rocks off. Sometimes, depending on how invested you are, you get that much drained. Yeah. If it's not just a nut, then it's a fucking heartfelt, you know, feeling. Same thing with drugs. I mean, if we know how to properly, well, what these shits do to us and what can happen, I mean, that's just, I don't know. I think that'd be the best way. Obviously, you'd have to introduce marijuana a certain way to where you gotta, you know, I don't know if it's best to give examples to its recreational use of it, but I mean, just to show, I mean, we gotta show the good and the bad. We gotta educate motherfuckers for them to know what's gonna happen and what that can do. And I don't know if that would stop things or fucking. I mean.
And the thing I like to just always say is that drugs, and that goes for legal and illegal, are similar in my mind to like hammers and different things. They're a tool, and it depends on how you use it. And I said the same thing with like marijuana and shrooms and fucking ayahuasca. Yo, I'm still planning on fucking South America next June.
That's
yo.
A purification, baby. That's purification.
We But yeah, so just the psychedelics, you get what you put into it. What you put into it, you get back or whatever, and it expands your minds, and it helps you to explore your own consciousness and shit. And so, yeah, it's a lot of shit. And like, and the thing they always say, like, especially when the people, and of course, you know, we got to regulate this and keep an eye on it and don't let it get out of control, because of course anything can become corrupted. And, but the whole thing goes back to like when people are like, oh, if you make cocaine and crack legal, more people will want to do it. No, you can make heroin legal tomorrow. I don't want to try that shit. Like, nigga, that's not the motherfucking problem. The problem is that you are sneaking the drugs in. You're helping the drugs get in. Because I always say, you know, all these niggas is always getting busted for selling motherfucking marijuana. I don't know any niggas with no planes or no donkeys getting this shit from south of the border, yo. So there's somebody else involved that's helping getting the shit into the fucking states. And it goes back to the Oliver North and the shit with Ronald Reagan, and when they were smuggling fucking cocaine in, and the real Rick Ross got mixed up in that. Like, it's the government bringing this shit in, yo. It's the CIA and the FBI. It's how these niggas get paid. It's that motherfucking shadow government. But yeah, the war on drugs needs to end, because it's not getting us anywhere, and niggas need to be able to control themselves. And that's the other thing with the psychedelics and being able to explore your consciousness. If you don't let people face their own reality and explore their own consciousness and all that, you are in one way controlling them. You're programming them. I don't want you to be able to explore your inner consciousness. I want you to absorb this shit that I'm giving to you on TV. And that's the way, that's how you get programmed. And a lot of people don't ever step back and look at their bullshit. And it's actually funny. I had a conversation with some people at work, and because I'm an approachable person. Let me say that. I'm very approachable. People can talk to me. And I was having a conversation about something. I was like, I wasn't like this like 5 years ago. Even though I'm still antisocial, I still don't ever leave my house. But I'm very approachable once, you know, you actually do ever run into me in person. I'm very personable. And they were asking where they came from. I was like, yo, I spent fucking a little over 2 years working graveyard by myself for 6 hours out of the day. I was by myself in the office. Get to do a lot of reflecting. That's all I'm saying. When you spend that much time with yourself, you get to know yourself. You get to face a lot of demons, and then you figure shit out, and you're like, fucking keep on pushing. So yeah, that's it. I'm medicated, you know. Once again, for those who don't know, you see the gloss in my eyes, yo. You see that shit, yo?
That's how
real I keeps it, yo. I come to the job like fucking fucked up. Like I refuse to miss out on doing the show, so I'm gonna just show up all fucked up and thrashed, you know.
It's funny, a Rastafari homie of mine, he had when we blazed before work, I'd be all prepared with the mouthwash and the Visine or Clear Eyes, what have you. And I'll go to offer and something. He's like, no. He's like, this is my badge. He's like, I'm gonna rock my badge. And then I'm like, I think you wanna get fired. Okay, that's up to you. But it is about being free, getting to know oneself, man. Because honestly, we are our own. I feel like I'm my worst enemy. So I limit myself from, you know, my fullest of abilities and potentials. And that's why, you know, we do try to get up on it. And only because you have flashed yours. Nigga, this is my study Bible, brother.
Look at this bitch.
And it's torn.
Whose is bigger?
Oh.
All right. Oh, I think you got me. You got a little girth on.
Look how turnt that is. I'm fucking them hage, brother. One thing I love about this, because even though it's just the English Standard Version of a study Bible, it has fucking commentary and actual translations from Greek, Hebrew, Arabic, and whatever, and Latin. And try, just, you know what I'm saying? Pick up on it. It's a daily thing. I could be an asshole, but that should kind of get me in check a little bit. And you know what I'm saying? Yo. I got the idiot's guide for same language, so I'm planning to holler at hoes, you know what I'm saying, who deaf.
But I'm gonna hit y'all with this, because, you know, I've talked a little Gnostic on here. I'm not gonna read any of the scriptures in here, but I'm gonna hit you with a couple of the books in there. I just want y'all to hear some of the titles of some of these books in here, so y'all can know what, and the thing always goes back to, and once again, you could believe that this Bible is a legit Bible or not. That's to each own's interpretation. But once again, if you go back to the year 40 AD, if you will, and when you go back to when Christianity actually started taking off, as it was first considered a cult, it was a bunch of people that got caught up in a cult, and then they deemed it a religion in the 4th century in Rome, and that's where the Roman Catholic Church comes from, because that was the first official church, and that church still is fucking stands to this day. And the thing is, when you go to the Council of Nicaea, you have the government officials, Constantine and all those people at that time, similar to like if it was Barack Obama right now, they got together and they decided which of these books, it was all these different gospels out, and they were like, hey, there's all these gospels, we're going to take these and figure out which ones are our official doctrine, we're going to get rid of the rest of that bullshit. And they picked the scriptures that they did, and they came up with the one that Popo got. What version is that? Is that King James, or what is it?
Most of them are based off that. I don't
fucking know. All of them are based off of King James, except this Gnostic Bible is the motherfucking scriptures that got left out of that Bible. So actually, if you really want to break it down, you put these two books together, that's the quote-unquote Word of God. But let me hit y'all with a couple of they got some early wisdom gospels. You got the Gospel of Thomas and the Gospel of John, that's right. You have the You have the Gospel of Judas, which is a very interesting gospel. It's how Jesus and Judas had a conversation, and Jesus personally told Judas, I need you to stab me in the back because I need this prophecy to come to light, and I need you to be the one that's going to do this to me. And he tells Judas that you're going to have to bear the burden of this, but that is your part in this. So then that's the reason why Judas came and he kissed him on the cheek. It wasn't out of betrayal. It was that he did what Jesus had told him to do, and that was the lie. Okay. Yeah, so hey, I'm just saying, think about it. What else you got? You got the secret book of John, you got the revelation of Adam, you got the three stelas of Seth, you got the fucking sermon of the Zostranos, the gospel of truth, the gospel of Philip, fucking the songs of Solomon, the song of Pearl, the book
Solomon
of Thomas.
One of my favorite things that was just the most righteous, because you know, he being the heir from David, they asked me, the one thing that he prayed over to God was for the wisdom to be able to man the people. Mm. And for that simple fact, that's why he had made him, that's why the nigga got a nail fucking Sheba. Fucking Sheba Ron. But yeah, I don't know.
So, wisdom. Anyway, I'm just saying.
I get so lost to find, it was me trying to fucking flex on you, but of course you had to show out. What I wanted to bring up is the fact that all this, in this kooky fucking way, is our therapy. Whether it's our drug to open up our eyes, or whether it's the, you know, saying literature to fucking show us history and which we should learn from and evolve and continue with, because we are a constant fucking organ and shit, is that we need therapy, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's one way to bring us back another. And it's just like the age old tale. And they keep on doing fucking studies, so I don't know how many times if we beat this horse too much, but music being that biggest therapy. It's one of the biggest things that influence us. That's the reason why I get so mad when I hear rubbish and bullshit, because it's manipulating the youth. Because we...
fucking young thug, put a dick in your mouth, please. And a tiger cat and a wounded bat, that's my lifestyle.
Oh, God. Just like a prayer, we're chanting this shit to ourselves. Yo. So depending on what orchestrated that's what we're inviting in.
Yo, I'm calling conspiracy. If fucking Young Thug and Bobby Shmurda ever go on tour together, yo, hide your wife, hide your kids.
Hide your own self. Come with the goddamn chastity.
Hide yourself, yo. Think about yourself for once and hide yourself, because it's going to be a whole bunch of ignorance and cock sucking, because you know they're going to be sucking on one another's cocks, because if that bitch pussy, if she can't get him hard, that pussy don't work. So he needs his homie to blow him, and you know, do the homie. You know how niggas get. I'm just saying. So that's Bobby Shmurda is a motherfucking witch voodoo dancer. He's going around doing the voodoo dance, the Shmurda dance. You know, getting all these kids to shoot each other. Then you got motherfucking Young Thug with the zippy zap zap. We don't know what he's saying. The nigga is saying voodoo spells, and niggas is singing and shit. And you put them two niggas together, man, the world is falling apart. I don't know what you're saying.
There's gonna be another word for straight, and it's gonna be similar to the fashion of fag. And people are going to start calling each other straight, but in a fag,
in a derogatory
sort of
way.
Yes.
You be like, oh, nigga, you don't suck no dick, nigga. What's wrong with you? You ain't no real man. You don't be sucking no dick, nigga.
I'm scared for the world, y'all. Jesus,
it's
hurry
coming.
The fuck up and get down and get us the fuck out of here. How many signs do I got to fucking...
Now, there is hope.
Is it?
There is hope. And this goes back to our conversation we just had, having the debate... That age-old debate of, is there life after death? Because that's where a lot of this religion and these spiritual beliefs and these thoughts and all that, it all comes to death. Man wonders, after you die, what the fuck happens? And what is interesting, because I've read this before, and I've read this plenty of times, and people consider this fringe, and people consider this pseudoscience, but corporate science, I guess if you want to call it that, may have proven it too. We might be getting closer to realize that there is life after death, because scientists are gathering out-of-body evidence in the largest ever study. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It seems that another study. So you know it's legit, yo. We gets down with the studies over here. Hashtag IBHM pod, or no, IBHM study, yo. We believe
hashtag
that shit.
Hashtag for realsies.
For realsies, yo. fucking, it seems that scientists have finally offered evidence that consciousness after death really could exist, as the largest ever study into the issue showed that patients could recall intricate details despite being officially declared clinically dead. Researchers based at the UK's University of Southampton, who were involved in the AWARE, which is Awareness During Resuscitation Study, published in the journal Resuscitation, claims that almost 40% of people who survive clinical death describe some kind of awareness during the time before their hearts were restarted. The study, led by Dr. Sam Perena from the State University of New York at Stony Brook, spanned 4 years and involved 15 hospitals in the US, UK, and Austria, and more than 2,000 cases of cardiac arrest. With a high proportion of patients were eliminated, or while a high proportion of patients were eliminated from the study on account of death, so some of these motherfuckers died, fatigue, or leaving a stage two interview incomplete, two very specific cases stand out in the study, enough to throw debate or doubt on the fact that all consciousness completely ceases upon declaration of death. So this one study, or this one account says, I was up there looking down at me, the nurse and another man who had a bald head. I couldn't see his face, but I could see the back of his body. He was quite a chunky fella. He had blue scrubs on and he had a blue hat, but I could tell he didn't have any hair because of where his hat was, one cardiac arrest patient recalled. The postscript in the study notes that medical record review confirmed that the medical team present during the cardiac arrest and the role the identified man played in responding to the cardiac arrest. So this one dude was dead and he described what he saw there, and they did the study at the same time that he was proved clinically dead, and oh yep, that guy was there. Then the second, but they're claiming it's albeit unverified, regulation states at the beginning, I think I heard the nurse say Dow 444 cardiac arrest. And so anyway, there's a whole bunch of studies like this, and there was another dude back in the day, I forgot his name, but he wrote a book called like Fringeology, and he talked about that. There's a lot of studies of this, of people who they flatline and they tell these stories of things that they heard or they saw, and then it turns out that's what happened. So that would that prove that life after death does exist, even if for a certain amount of time, because you die but you're still aware of what's going on?
Sounds like purgatory to me, man.
See, in my belief, and see, this is where our ideologies bump, disagree, what would it be? I don't know. This is the Gnostic view versus the Orthodox view right here in fashion, because I personally, as a Gnostic, believe we're in purgatory now.
I feel you, but...
Bang, bang!
The thing about this purgatory, though, is the fact that we at least have, and mind you, we don't have complete control, but we're at least forming, and even though we're in this prison thing, I don't know, we have physical force in this. As to we're in the spiritual realm, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we're in a fucking blank room. I don't know if this is a thing and we're just fucking waiting it out.
I ask the question, what if we are in purgatory now? Because what if purgatory is us being stuck in our bodies? And what if when you die, just your consciousness lives on, but this solid state that we have here, all this shit still exists? And so your consciousness just lives on. That might be where ghosts come from. And ghost story on here, right?
I can't remember.
At that apartment?
Viewers chime in. I can't remember.
I'm going to tell it again. If not, it's a wonderful story. And, you know, people always hear this for the first time. So I'm a person who grew up and I never believed in ghosts. I thought ghosts, that's the silliest shit ever. Like, whatever. Like, that's some fucking horror story, fucking childhood goosebumps type shit. Now, I still don't know where I stand with ghosts. But I know for certain that I lived somewhere that had a ghost. And I think I have viable evidence that it was a motherfucking ghost. Moved into this place. And actually, I'll give the apartment complex because I don't live there anymore. I stayed over off of Kyrene and Baseline in Tempe at motherfucking Sun River Apartments. And it was one of the complexes back in the back. It was a 3-bedroom one. We're up on the second story. And back in the back, it had a balcony. And the balcony connected between the upstairs apartment and the one next door. And then it also had these stairs where you can go downstairs and you can go to where, like, the laundry room is. It had, like, a pop machine there or whatever. So, me, this chick I was talking to at the time, my cousin, and one of my homeboys, we all move into this place. We split rent four ways or whatever. We live in there. So, first night we're in, I see this woman, and I only see her from the back as she's walking past, but she looks maybe like she's black. She got like a white tank top on, and she had like her hair back in a ponytail. I see her walk away, and I think to myself, oh, that must be the chick that lives next door. She probably heard noises like, oh, did somebody move over there and peek? Because, you know, our balconies are connected, and so, you know, peeked in the window to see. So, whatever. So, that happened. So, time progress. Living there for 6, 7, 8 months. Like, we've been there for a long time. And after a while, it gets to the point where every so often I see this woman, I'm like, god damn, this bitch is nosy, yo. Like, every time you're in the kitchen, you just could sense somebody looking at you, and you look back and it'd be that woman walking away, and she always had her hair did the same way. And so I wanted to say it was like, felt like 6, 7 months, but it might have been 2, 3 months, but however long this was going on. Then one day, my cousin is like, yo, he was like, did you meet the new neighbors? And I was like, cool. And he was like, the new neighbors next door. And I was like, oh, that woman moved out. And he was like, what woman? He was like, no one's lived there that whole time we've been living here. I was like, what the fuck? And then the chick that was staying with us eventually somehow came up between me and her. Oh, yeah. She was going in the kitchen one night to do something and asked me to come in the kitchen too. And I'm like, I was being lazy, didn't feel like it. And then she didn't want to go into the kitchen by herself. I'm like, what the fuck is up? And she was like, I keep seeing some woman walking past the window every time I'm in the kitchen. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, and remind you, I'm a person who doesn't believe in ghosts, so I never thought this was a ghost. I thought this was a woman that lived next door, but then I found out no one lived there. And then so then I asked her, like, how does this woman look? And she described the same thing. The first time she saw her, the woman had like a muscle shirt on, she had her hair in a ponytail, and I only see her from behind. So what the fuck is going on? So then we get to around the holiday season, and by now we've been through, like, I think over the course of the entire year that we lived there, like 20 different people lived with us. This is back in 2021. You know how it is, nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, you need a place to stay, nigga. Oh man, what you got on the rent? You got 50, yo. You can stay here for like 2 days, yo. You got 20, yo. You can stay tonight for 20, yo. You know how niggas be trying to survive, yo.
Yeah.
But this other cat ended up living with us, and one time we went out somewhere, and we was hanging out waiting to do something. It was during the holidays, and never had this conversation with this cat, and he was like, yo, we got a ghost at that house. And like, my eyes perked up, and I looked at the chick, and you know, I looked at him, and I'm like, what were you talking about? He was like, yo, he's like, and he had only been staying with us for like a month, and he was like, yo, every time I'm in the kitchen, he was like, it feel like somebody's staring at me, like there's something on that balcony.
Somebody's watching me.
And it's crazy, because once again, and this is, and I wouldn't lie to you folks, I never talked to anybody about this, but everyone who experienced this, and the one cousin who had told me that no one ever lived over there, he also never experienced any of this. He never saw anything, never thought anything was funny, but it was interesting because I'm a quote unquote spiritual person. The chick that I was talking to was quote unquote spiritual, and the other guy that I was talking about was, I wouldn't say spiritual, but he was definitely a tortured soul. So we had more spiritual and higher beliefs, if you will. And so it was interesting. So does that prove ghosts exist? No, I'm the only person on this fucking presentation who experienced this, but it made me believe that there was definitely at least a ghost in that scenario. Now, do I believe them stupid ass fucking shows that come on cable? No, but that shit, that was a motherfucking ghost.
One thing I will fucking say, because I know, can you hear me?
Yeah. All
right. I've definitely have experienced that way too fucking often. And the most trippiest thing about it is the fact that, and it sounds so corny because it makes you think, like, you know, like, come when you see those fucking movies and they fucking say, you know, by the power of Christ compels you. But I kid you not, man. This is what furthers my crazy, kooky beliefs in Christianity, because honestly, unless it's just the power of giving it attention and it's all within ourselves,
yeah.
When I pray that, man, I kid you not, these motherfuckers will dip. And there's been plenty of times. It's so funny you mentioned the kitchen thing, because just earlier I was at my nana's, and I saw it was like a dude's shadow, like a shadowy figure. I couldn't really tell how he was, but one of those things where you just have to fucking pray it away, you know what I'm saying, or say, you know, rebuke any demons, just, or just not to have any spirits that you know, that aren't of goodness. Because honestly, there could be good spirits, I would hope, and if that's the case, well, then all the more power to them, you know, needing somewhere to feel warmth. Mm. But, you know what I'm saying, just do it. You can, we have the power to get rid of that shit. Honestly, yes, believe sir. That we do.
So, yes, sir.
That's what kind of gets my little thing.
And my whole thing at the end of the day, like, I think it's silly, and I'd say this to any and everybody, that anything that you believe in, it's silly for you to believe that it can't be proven to be untrue at some point, because there is nothing that we know everything about. Like, I always say that we as humans seem to be so excited, and there's reason to be, but we get so excited about, oh, we've done this and we've done that and we know this and we know that. Me personally, and maybe it's just me being fucking a skeptic, or me being what the fuck is the word, I can't think of the word, but me just being a negative individual, yeah. Looking at it from a logical point of view instead of looking at it from a falsified butterflies and rainbows and unicorns. I just say that it's so much shit that we don't know. Like, I always like bring that up. Like, we only tap into 10% of our brain. We don't know how to get into the other 90%. We've only seen 3% of the ocean's floor. Like, it's 97% of the ocean's floor is too deep and dark, and it's too much pressure for us to get that deep to know what the fuck is down there. Fucking DNA, we only know what like 4% of our DNA does. The other 97% mm-hmm. is ghost DNA. Like, it's so much shit that we don't know. So that's why it always kills me when somebody says, oh no, you're wrong about that, because it's like that. Well, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, we don't know. I don't know shit, yo. All I know is I'm Arizona Verse, and I know it's about that time.
I was about to say, man, all this, with all the troubles of the world and of the spirit, there's one thing that kind of brings me back, and I thank the good Lord or whatever part of the universe that created this.
Oh.
Bitches.
Oh.
Winitas. And as
I call them breezies, personally. I call them breezies, but to each his own. It's just like Budweiser, a Bud Light. To each his own. It's your flavor. It's your flavor.
Yeah, Pabst.
We talking about the same thing.
But you're talking about the same thing. That goodness, that good. That Lord, I thank you so much. I want to sacrifice one or two. What time is it, y'all?
Verse. It's time for
dedication.
And real quick, I got an interesting story as we start dedications. And this is how deep my crush go. Like, I crush deep, hard, and sporadically. Like, I fall in love in an instance, and fall out of love in an instance. And that's not to worry skips or whatever. You know, I did the commitment. You see that ring, bling bling, yo. But my crushes are on a whole nother level, and I crush freely and openly and all the time. And it's funny because I have a customer who I won't say, but someone I deal with at work, and they're individual who needs a lot of attention, if you will, over the phone. Of course, this is completely over the phone that I'm helping this chick. And it's funny because she's been known to be my joke as my work girlfriend, because I have to deal with her in my managing of accounts and different things that I do or whatever. I have to interact with this person a lot. And it's funny because, like I said, my joke is that, you know, I talk to this person so often that they've become my work girlfriend. And fucking on Friday, I talked to her, you know, like I do every day, you know, on some accounts and some stuff. And she was like, I got on the phone, I, you know, said her name, and she was like, oh, and she was like, is this so and so? And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, oh, you sound different, are you sick? I was like, oh my God, you just melted my heart. You heard it in my voice that I'm not feeling good. Oh my God, that just, if I didn't, you know, wasn't openly vocal about, you know, my work on the job, because, you know, I've tried to separate the podcaster Arizona Verse with the man that goes to work. These are two different people. These is jokes. It's jokes and jokes. But That's a secret dedication. She'll never go on the wall, but shout out to you. So, yeah.
Really fast if we're throwing out secrets.
Secret dedication too.
Yeah, secret dedication. And I have a, I love her, legitly. She done knitted fucking, she done bless your ball with beanies with for warmth so I can carry the bitch on me at all times. Also, one of the things that makes my heart melt, one of the times when we was working together, we have different schedules now. But at lunch, I'd get shit caught up in my beard, and like the true Weirdita that she is, just melting hearts. Look, she'll clean my shit like just like that, like a good little kitty. Just touch me. Let's sacrifice some hoes, shall we?
Now over to the real dedications. I got one dedication this week, and I also have a funny story how I came across this dedication. You know, your boy Unplugged from live TV, and I rocks with the Roku. And the Roku, for those who don't know, you have apps on there. So I got my Netflix on there. I got my Hulu on there. I got YouTube on there, which new YouTube has become my new TV. When I want to sit down and just watch what's on the boob tube and just kind of have something just playing in the background, I hop on YouTube. I hop on my subscriptions. I hit play and I just let them bitches play through. But we also got this PBS Kids app, and Kai, who's mastered the Roku, he knows how to find what he's looking for. He knows how to find a show. He knows how to rewind it, start it over. Like, this kid is scaring me. He's growing at a very accelerated pace. So
the plan is to make kids self-sufficient so you can make your job easier.
Make it easier, but it's scaring me how quick he's picking up on everything. It's scary. But anyway, he was watching some PBS thing, and it's all these little 30-second clips of people singing different songs, and it being a application. Applications get paid off of advertisements. And so, like, every two or three of these things a commercial comes on, so literally every like 2 minutes a commercial comes on, and the main commercial they keep playing is this Many Sides of Me contour from Kotz. And for those who don't know what video I'm talking about, but who are enjoying this live experience of this show, I got it up on the screen now. Have you ever seen this commercial? Run this back.
Where is she with Ita?
So she's showing her contour, and then she also pops up, and she's Elvira, and then she's this madame, and they're saying the different many sides of contour, how you can have these different programs, and then she pops up as the chick from Avatar. Ooh. And so anyway, she's a cute little hottie. Oh yeah, and she's also the zombie chick on their brains. But anyway, she's a little cutie patootie, and like I said, Kai, we were watching PBS. I'll let him watch the PBS joint on hours on ends because they're teaching numbers and colors and all kinds of stuff. And the boy is 3.5, and he could damn near count up to 20. And he knows all his colors and his shapes. The little nigga hit me with some shit the other day. And yes, I did call my little young boy that little nigga because it tripped me out. It caught me off guard. So he playing with his pillows, and he lined his pillows up like a triangle, and he wanted to quiz me. And so he like, daddy, he like, what shape is that? And I'm like, that's a triangle. And then he was like, I want to make a hexagon. Boy, do I have to hop on Google? Because I had to think, how many sides is that? Five or six? It was six, yo. I can't be having this 3-year-old testing me already. I don't know the answers to these questions.
Oh damn!
So
he's like, daddy, I didn't learn that shit about a week ago.
Yo, but shouts out to PBS and Sesame Street, and of course, you know, we read to them and all that. We are very vocal, and I talk to them, and that's the one thing I always say. Like, people, when you have a kid, like, it's cute to have a kid and talk to goo goo guy all that for a while. Talk to them like adults as soon as you can. That develops their brain a lot quicker than talking to them like a baby. The more you talk to them like an adult, the more they're going to try to repeat your language pattern, and they're going to learn. That's why Kai pick up every damn word. That's why my fucking podcast game is so weak now, because I could only listen to PG stuff inside the car. I can't listen to nothing in the car when I got the boys, yo.
They're going to end up quizzing you about fucking vintage vagina and shit.
Oh, but what is some vintage vagina?
Once again, but, let's bring it back. And what's up with this cutie little dedication crush of yours? What's up? Who is
some vagina that isn't Well, I won't even go there because this seems like a sweet girl. But hop over here. Some non-vintage vagina. My dedication goes to Chris Angelis. Angel, is that how you pronounce that?
Probably
Chris
Angelis. Probably Angelis.
Angelis. It's the chick from that Contour commercial, because that commercial came on so many times.
Okay, I was like, I understand why you brought her up. Okay.
I was like, yo, who is this woman in this I literally Googled, who is the woman in the Contour commercials? And I came to this website. This chick is also a singer, yo. And she has a new album called The Left Atrium. And she has some songs. If you join her mailing list, she has a song called Sing You to Sleep. It's a free unreleased track. You can follow her on Instagram. Fucking her albums, her stuff is on YouTube. She's on Facebook. I added her music page over here on Facebook, Chris Angelis Music. And she got some acoustic shit. Oh, wait, close that. She got some acoustic shit. And so, yeah, she dope, yo. And so I'm rocking with her. And so this is my motherfucking dedication right here. And actually, let me throw on the Instagram so y'all can see this lovely, lovely güerita. As you
That's all I was gonna say.
And it, yo, it's crazy too. Well, I ain't gonna put her business out. I'm not gonna click on the picture. But this is her twin sister, and her twin sister got married, yo. So shouts out to that. But oh, here we go. Here go her eyes, yo. Look at her eyes, yo.
That bitch looks crazy.
Yo, that's how I like them, yo.
She looks fucking crazy.
That's how I like them, yo. I'm trying to. She got all. Oh, okay. I'm trying to get a picture with her in there. But oh yeah, she do got the crazy eyes.
She's
maybe that's
crazy.
Why I'm into her. She got the crazy eyes. I didn't even notice it. Maybe that's why I'm in love, because she's crazy, yo. I got a thing from Train Rats. That's why.
Twin sister just as good as the original.
See, and I don't know if that's her or her sister. I'm so confused. But anyway, that's my. Oh, hold on. What is this, yo?
What else we got? No. Oh no.
Ow!
Yeah. So there's no padunk in it, but I'll be damned if I wouldn't lick the frosting off the cake.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Dedication. Now, Popo dedication. Approved. Popo yes. Approved.
More than definitely. And I'm hoping you would dig mine. She's
that would dick yours. What? Huh?
I wouldn't mind sharing her. Why not? I first
it ain't
seen
no
her,
fun.
Oh, if the homies can't have no. You know, I recently got myself on a Butch Cassidy kick, even though I know that was more innate. Like, Butch Cassidy was totally slept on. Mm. I forgot what, I think it was on a song called G'd Up, where he's just like, ah, stay gangsta'd up. Anyways.
Oh.
But, this week, I first seen her on Bates Motel. She played the little dorky friend. She recently, what makes her relevant, is she was on that Ouija movie that I think just came out a few days ago.
Okay.
Her name is Olivia Cook with the E at the end. If you can look her up, Olivia, Olivia Cook.
Oh, wait, hold up.
Okay.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Dang. Oh, no, I'm thinking somebody else.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, we have to have that bitch on the wall, I'm pretty sure already. But,
no,
Olivia,
we don't, so we'll throw her on there too.
Just for the hell of it? No. Well, why not? I don't know. I laugh when I think of her name. I, for some reason, make it synonymous when I hear Childish Gambino mention about "You want to see my girl?" That Check Maxim, and
yeah.
I think he brings up Olivia Munn on that shit. And I think he even had her in a video. I don't remember it all, but Olivia Cook.
This one.
She's just I don't know. She's very close to my birthday. Her birthday is December 27th, but this bitch is from '93. And she's just cute, man. I don't know. And I've been very against scary movies or horror movies, if you want to call them. But you know, it's that time of the year. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers want to be scared to death. And I don't know why bitches like scary movies.
But you know what? Yeah,
I don't fuck with. And also, you know, the reason to why it's also relevant is just because you're talking about spirits. And honestly, man, we summon these shit. Sometimes they're just roaming. A lot of times, motherfuckers are opening the door wide open. You know what I'm saying? Busted wide open.
Yo, and even though it isn't,
are we not going to show more pictures of my Olivia Cook?
My bad.
No. We're done with it. We're done.
I was going to say, well, also, since I got them confused, this will be a shared dedication. We're going to throw motherfucking Olivia Wilde on the board. And the reason why I'm throwing her on there is because she was in one of my favorite movies. Which this movie I love so much, because actually, for people who don't know, I don't show it off too much, but I got like 11 tattoos. Like, I'm a tattoo guy. I haven't had a new one in like 10 years, but when I get my income tats, when a nigga get his income tats, I'm going to get this stunting. Now I'm going to get a tattoo, my nigga. But shouts out to her. And she was in one of my favorite movies ever, which I have to bring up real quick, even though it's
which
old.
Which one?
In Time.
I can't even remember that.
With Justin Timberlake. With the whole joint shit, with the time was on the she arm, was. Yo.
Yeah. That's
and how the rich got to live just forever. And the poor, that was your wealth was how many years you had on your arm. Yo, that movie fucked me up. Because my favorite line on there, and it's true to even the world today, and that's the reason why it's relevant, is that on that movie when Justin Timberlake met up with the guy who was like stealing all this money because he was doing the inflation and all that. He was stealing a whole bunch of time and keeping it in a vault. Spoiler alert. And it was fucked up because the guy was like, for few to be wealthy, many must be poor. And that's exactly what's wrong with the world today. And that's the problem, the reason why we're in this fucking oligarchy. And you know I'm going to keep bringing that up because I learned that word the day of that show. So, oligarchy, get used to it. But that's what's going on in the world today. You have the wealth is being distributed unfairly because the rich are trying to stay rich because they don't want to be normal. But we just trying to survive, yo.
I just want to live.
Oh! Live. Yes, sir. Your boy's going off that motherfucking Dayquil.
Oh,
motherfucking
man.
Medical. Feeling great, man. Feeling good. How are you?
Oh, yes.
Yo, we need an outro song, too, yo. We never had this conversation on the show, so fuck it. Let's have this conversation on the show.
I don't know if you've been listening. Well, I mentioned I wanted to bring up his album last show, The Game, recently. The Game and T.I.
Oh,
and
I forgot.
Motherfuckers have a show, a new album out, but I actually got to listen to The Game's album, and just like he's a chameleon, man. I really don't know who he is exactly, but he shows you all his sides.
I don't think The Game knows who he is.
He don't. And honestly, I blame this shit for being under a powerhouse like 50. I mean, you don't know what the fuck you is, and you know what I'm saying? Anyways, because he was kind of bred a certain way too, where he was signed with Dre long before 50 even came out, but he's been shelved.
I know
so
he
I
was
know.
A ghostwriter on that. A lot of people don't know that, but yeah, he was a ghostwriter for a long time before they actually put him on G-Unit, and that's actually the 50's supposed story, is that they hired The Game to, of course, help Dre work on Detox, because for those who don't know, Dre don't write his own rhymes. Mm-hmm. And it's also where Bishop Lamont and Stat Quo and a whole bunch of other cats like that, they came in to help Dre on Detox, but then Detox doesn't come out, then he drops these niggas. And so The Game was part of that batch that was getting ready to get dropped, but then 50 was like, no, let me do something with him. And 50 was like, let me bring him into G-Unit, and then he got on G-Unit and the nigga blew up, and the nigga's bipolar, and so that doesn't help. So
I more or less thought that fucking that Game came onto because Dre's like, I really want to push him, help him. I mean, obviously it was a mutual thing, but I thought was it's taking just, the burn. I don't
that's
know. I guess
the story.
That's a debate. That's a debate. Let me see.
But yeah, outro song.
My whole thing was to fucking bring up the thing, and I bring up Snapchat, and I'm getting stuck. What happened?
I hit you with this. I got three cats I've been sleeping on that I want to shout out. Shouts out to Google Play. I finally did the all access like a month ago. Google, you got my money. You basically got my soul. Like, Google's my shit, yo. Oh, Google's my shit. But, yo, Google Play, I'll be fucking with my creating my own radios, and it feels more like I could customize it more than Pandora, so I have more freedom. And I've been doing this new school one where I have this new school of like all the cats I fuck with: Kendrick, Childish, fucking ASAP Rocky, fucking Yellow Wolf, Big Crit, shots out to, you know, just all the new school cats that are doing it. And then I turn that into a radio station, and then throws a whole bunch of other batch of new school cats that like I've heard their name or, you know, whatever.
I have a
Pandora
list called New School Niggers.
I hear these, the leaders of the new school, yo. And so, shouts out to two cats that we brought up on this show, I'm pretty sure, before. But I wasn't really checking for them. But through Google Play, I'm fucking with them heavy. And that is one motherfucking Isaiah Rashad. That nigga, that motherfucking Sylvia Demo. Yo, and we talked about it before we went on air. I was confused because I thought he was a West Coast cat. So the first time the first time I listened to a couple of the tracks on the album, I was like, why does this nigga sound like this? But then once I found out the nigga was from the South, okay, I go into it with a different ear and I'm like, okay, I'm feeling that shit. So that Sylvia demo, especially the shot you down, bitch ass rappers. What?
I haven't even heard the new album. I've been stuck on the last album was the one where it had a Menthols. It was early mix, and that's why I didn't even know. My cousin just really told me that shit just came out or has been out for a while. So
yeah.
No, I've been sleeping on it too. Isaiah Rashad. Who else?
And then number two, who's been coming in my motherfucking rotation, Joey Badass. Yo.
Yeah, man. He's bringing New York back to its roots with still being young.
If that nigga ain't Nas in 94 right now, yeah, like Nas, that's exactly in 94,
what his flow is. That's what his flow is.
That's exactly what that kid is. He is Nas in 94. And yo, I'm listening to this nigga, and this nigga got wordplay in his rhymes, but yo, he hit some motherfucking knowledge, yo. This nigga was like, he was like, and I don't drink much because I know the bud's wiser.
Oh.
Nigga.
Gotcha. Yo.
Shouts out to him, yo. That kid is killing it, yo. And then three, we talk about Chance, the rapper, a lot. And, you know, we're both fans of Chance. Yo, I didn't know that nigga dropped a mixtape this year called Toxic.
Wow, I didn't know that shit either. I've been teething off of acid rap for the fucking, I don't know how many years.
Oh, this, though, yo, this Toxic shit is crazy, yo. Because, let me see if I could bring it up. Because it was coming up in rotation. I'm like, yo, what is these Chance songs I ain't never heard? And then they kept popping up and they're called, it's on some project called, Chance the Rapper. It's on some project called Toxic. It came out this year. And of course, he got a record that I'm loving with my motherfucking Stan, my man crush, Childish Gambino.
Oh, no shit.
But, okay. Motherfucking, where's this bitch at so I can bring it up? Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's called Toxic. And
I put that synonymous with this song that I heard from Danny
Brown.
You
see this joint right here? Yeah, and that's what I thought. But no, yeah, so it's an actual album and it has 11 songs on there, including Acid Rain, Chain Smoker, Smoke Again. So this is where Smoke Again and Juice and Favorite Song came from. Those three singles, they came from this project. So yeah, shit is fire. So shouts out,
wow.
Shout out to Chance the Rapper. You know,
There's his line.
I know me. I know me. That nigga be, yo, his.
I like what he
least,
said. Faggot. I like what he said. Faggot slapper.
At least his untangible shit is at least comical. Fuck Young Thug. That shit is annoying. The Chance the Rapper shit is fun. It's so fun. Mm. Shouts out to Chance, yo. So, yes, sir.
Fuck so, I will want to say, though, if we can, and we'll peep out once the show's done, but the one song I think would be good from the game, it's called Food from My Stomach. Food.
What's the name
my
of the
stomach
album?
I think it's called Blood Moon, Year of the Wolf. But the song
fuck that nigga
keep
for stealing
called,
my fuck that nigga for stealing my spiritual animal, the wolf.
Food for my stomach, yo. Can I play it?
Yeah, play that bitch, yo.
I don't know if you can hear it.
One, two.
Come on and play, goddamn.
Oh, that is the name of it. Blood Moon, Year of the Wolf.
He gets really auto-tuned on
see, niggas is killing me with that auto-tune bullshit.
But, you know, everybody wants to, you want that future Young Thug. It's back. It's just, you gotta figure, I don't know, yeah. That shit ain't gonna die. Fucking ass.
Oh. Well, no, I'm gonna hit you with some shit, yo. If you playing this shit, if we doing this bitch like this.
You gonna play it?
Well, no, I'm gonna hit you with this now.
Let me know when to stop.
All right, right here. You hear that, bitch?
Yeah. I can see being blazed.
Oh.
Bringing me back. Back it up a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Take a drag at the square. I feel anxious, bit dangerous. It's a verbal abyss. It's reflecting my perspective. Goggling fear. Role model so hollow. Shadow adolescence in the gaggle of them bitches. Road to the riches, still paved with the ditches. Get caught up in the hype. Your career's for a
nigga. Oh, he's just getting started. He's just getting started. I think we should hit the people with that, man.
Well, then one more thing, just because there's one more thing that I got to show.
It's and the battling of the beats.
Battle of the Beats, son. And I hate the guy who's featured on here. I hate him. But he's on, and I don't have too many songs, so I don't know why the fuck I can't find it. It was off the Jeezy album, and fucking, I don't know if I should, can you hear it?
Yeah.
And on, you probably hear his voice at the very beginning, if not, I'm not sure what it is, but. The chorus though, the chorus goes down. Verses ain't worth shit, but
fucking, what's the name of it?
It's called "Seen It All," and I want you to say who's featured on it. But it's called "Seen It All." Type it in, and I want you to see who's featured on it.
It wouldn't show me the name.
Type in Jeezy. Seen It All. And I want you to tell me who's featured on it. Well, maybe I can forward this. Hold on.
Come on. This is not bringing up, man.
All right, here we go.
Oh.
Who's that?
Oh, I think we got the outro song.
Had a plug in St. Thomas on a trillion watts.
Oh, shit.
Flew him back to the States Park, 92 bricks in front of 560 State. Now the Nets is throwing throw from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right, I'm still tossing around Knicks.
Yeah, I think we have the outro song. So on that note, once again, our email is ibhmpodcast@gmail.com. Questions, comments, any of that fuckery goes over there. And questions, and I think I just had a brain fart. But you could also find us on the web at I'm doped up, yo. You can find us on the web at the following sites: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Tumblr, Podomatic. Just add IBHM Podcast on an appropriate spot. Subscribe to the motherfucking show and get the real deal, Holyfield, yo, on Stitcher, iTunes, and Podomatic. Just search "I'm Black, He's Mexican." And also, anytime you guys are on there, hit us with some 5-star reviews, so we can keep moving up the charts and keep hitting people with all this conscious ratchetness that we hit y'all with. So yeah. And if you niggas is too lazy to do any of that, follow us and hit us up and visit IBHMpodcast.com and find each and every link over there. Videos, photo galleries, selfies, all kinds of shit. We get to it in, yo. So
yes, sir. We do.
So once again, I'm Black, he's Mexican.
I'm tired.
And if you didn't like this podcast, Popo, what might they be?
I mean, you definitely your first time attention getting. Here's my number. Maybe some head. Oh no! How about we do some lynching and hanging instead, and maybe some prayer after mass. Ass racist.
Oh,
that's what you is.
The fuck you is. That's what you is. I don't want your goddamn lettuce.
Ain't no
until next
on that
time.
Shit. Ain't no mayo.
I don't want no mayonnaise on that shit. Until next time.
Peace, love, and
hair grease.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a Black thing.
I didn't even say chicken grease, but yeah. Shit, that's a Black thing.
Whoa.
Goodbye. Drip, drip.
That's so racist.
I said, you already know, nigga, you don't got a flow. Before rap, you don't really got dough. Before rap, you don't really seen snow. In the kitchen, about to make some magic.
then blow it all in magic. Pull up in my partner in traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When the step don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to fail. Cause I'm the realest nigga in this. Y'all know a curse nigga hit magic in that 645. Now they say Dizzle niggas stand new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I merge with 10 chains. Even back then, it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me what I spend, I tell them it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost me like 10 things. We used to take a little show money, just throw money. If it's on the flow, nigga, it's the flow money. If you brought it out the blow, when you got it from the blow, then that's why the fuck they call the shit blow money. Still a realest nigga in this. Y'all know it. Kept it 100 to the day I came through. My nigga hit me up, say he going out of town. So I threw a 50,000, told him to bring me back too. Not only had my fingers crossed, I prayed. Called a slow piece up, got laid. Then he walked in, threw them both on the table, said, fuck that shit, young nigga, get paid. Then I whipped the Benzo on Lorenzo. Stay down, nigga, you don't talk a 10 toes. Posted me in this big, pretty motherfucker, bet I need a parking lot with a bounce 10. I done seen it all. Yeah, stack 7 feet tall. Swear it looks white like a wall. What you know about?
Catch a contact standing next to my kitchen. Hit a 2050, hundreds, the money machine clicking in my rolly game, ticking, I bow.
I done seen it all.
Uncle died on the spot. Pop killed the family with heroin shots.
Real shit. Real shit.
Gave my life to the block. Figure I get shot, at least I die on top.
Real shit. Real shit.
I came alive in the drop. Big body, all white shit. Looked like a yacht.
Real shit.
I got a fog when the pop. Had a plug in St. Thomas on a trillion watts.
Real shit.
Flew him back to the States. Park 92 bricks in front of 560 State. Now the Nets are stone throw from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right I'm still tossing around Knicks. Probably bought your auntie a couple bags. I probably front your uncle a couple halves. Was in the S-class, you was just in class. You knew I was finna blow like a meth lab. Expanded the operation out of Maryland. Me and Emory Jones in the caravan. Took the show on the road out in VA. Dropped a couple off with Roller in the PA. Plug got shot, we start slowing up. Took a trip down there to see how he was holding up. The war's on now, he got shot again. This time he was gone for good, then we got it in. Emory got knocked, we was down 10. The whole team, hot wars closing in. Niggas can't tell me shit about this dope game, about this cocaine, man.
I done seen it all. Yeah, stacked 7 feet tall. Swear it look white like a wall. What you know about thumbing through the hundreds, twenties, and the fifties, spending tens in the fives of the mall. I done seen it all.
2020 Pyrex vision. Catch a contact standing next to my kitchen. Hit a 2050, hundreds, the money machine clicking in my rolly game, ticking, I bow.
I done seen it all.